Greetings, friends, and welcome back to part 8 in our series on the Abomination of Desolation. And I'm going to read to you the scriptures in summary that cover this Abomination of Desolation in the New Testament, and then we're going to go on to talk more in depth about what happens after this Abomination of Desolation is set up. So here we go. When you see the Abomination of Desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place where it ought not, and when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that its destruction has come. Now there's some key phrases in there. First of all, we're going to see this Abomination of Desolation. Second of all, it is an abomination. What is an abomination? An abomination is clearly idolatrous practices. It's an abomination of desolation. This abomination is going to cause desolation. How does it cause desolation? We'll go into that a little bit later. We know that this is spoken of by Daniel the prophet. So whenever we talk about the abomination of desolation, we have to reference Daniel the prophet because he's the one that first spoke about it. And it's going to be standing in the holy place where it ought not to be. The holy place is the temple of God, and no abominable thing should be in the temple of God. Now notice this next part. And when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that its destruction has come. Now, some people will say that the abomination of desolation was fulfilled with Antiochus Epiphanes around 167 AD, but he was just a type of what's going to happen in the end time. He did set up an abomination of desolation in the temple, but he did not totally fulfill the scripture. Also, people will say that Titus fulfilled this abomination of desolation because he also surrounded Jerusalem with armies and brought upon it destruction around 68, 69, and 70 AD. But that was not either a total fulfillment of this scripture. There is a time in the future where an abomination will be set up in the holy place where it ought not to be, and this abomination is going to cause desolation. This desolation will come about as the armies compass Jerusalem and cause its destruction. The city will be destroyed, the sanctuary, which is the temple, will be destroyed, and many, many people will be destroyed. So when we see this abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place where it ought not, and when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that its destruction has come. There's two things you're going to see: the abomination of desolation and the army surrounding Jerusalem. Then know that its destruction has come. The time for that city, the sanctuary, and the people to be destroyed, to be desolated, it has come. Now, when that time has come, we have to understand something. And that's the 10th point out of our 10 points. The 10th point is that we have to understand something when we see this abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place where it ought not. And when we see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then we will know that its destruction has come. Its destruction referring to Jerusalem, the city, the sanctuary, and the people. We know that it has come. And when that time has come, we have to understand something. And what is it that we have to understand? My friends, this is so important. That's why we're taking the time to go over this in depth, one step at a time. That's why we call this program the ABCs of the Bible, because we want to step through it very simply to help you to see it very clearly. Because God wants us to understand something, and we have so much confusion about this abomination of desolation. But we can make it very plain by simply following what God says. Let the scriptures teach us. That's what we want to do. Now, what is it that we have to understand? Well, very clearly, if you read in Matthew 24, in Mark 13, and in Luke 21, where we have in the New Testament the description of the abomination of desolation and these armies compassing Jerusalem and causing its destruction, in those three places where we have it described, after we have it described, it says very clearly that then after those things happen, that then, after those things happen, the great tribulation will occur. That's what we have to understand, is that the great tribulation is about to break forth. You have to understand this. If you have any chance of your flesh being saved alive, then you have to understand these two critical signs that are the prelude to the great tribulation. And the two critical signs are the abomination of desolation being set up and the armies compassing Jerusalem. That's the signal. That's the sign that the great tribulation is about to break forth. We know this because of the timing of the abomination is after the fourth seal. If you go through Revelation, the sixth chapter, you'll see the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Those four horsemen, each one of them are the four seals. And then after the fourth seal, you have the abomination of desolation set up. And then you have the fifth seal. And the fifth seal is the great tribulation. We know this because of what the scriptures teach us. So let's turn to the scriptures and find out that the fifth seal is the great tribulation. And this fifth seal happens right after the abomination of desolation is set up and the armies compass Jerusalem to bring about its destruction. That happens, of course, after the fourth seal. So again, in terms of a sequence, we have the four horsemen of the apocalypse, which are synonymous with the four seals in the sixth chapter of the book of Revelation. After those four horsemen are riding, after those four seals are opened, then we have the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. We have that set up. We see the armies compassing Jerusalem, and we know that it's time for its destruction to come because the fifth seal is about to be opened, and this fifth seal is the great tribulation. Now, let's pay very, very close attention to two things, and we'll see how we can prove that the fifth seal is the great tribulation. The first thing that I want you to pay attention to is this term, white robes. White robes. And you're going to see that white robes is given in connection with the great tribulation. Let's turn over, please, to Revelation chapter 7, and we'll read verses 3 through 4. This is Revelation chapter 7 and verses 3 through 4. And we want to notice the connection between white robes and the great tribulation. And an angel said, "Do not hurt the earth or the sea until we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, having been sealed out of every tribe of Israel. So this angel is saying, don't hurt the earth or the sea until we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads. So in other words, don't hurt anything until these people have been sealed, because when they're sealed, they won't have to go through the great tribulation. They'll be sealed or protected from the great tribulation. After they are sealed, protected, then you can allow the great tribulation to occur. So the sealing of the 144,000 comes. Now let's drop down to verse 9. It says, "After these things I saw a great multitude out of all nations, which no man could number, standing before the throne and the Lamb, and they were clothed with" what? They were clothed with white robes. Okay, keep that in mind. They were clothed with white robes, and this is this great multitude. Now let's read in verses 13 through 14. "One of the elders asked me, 'Who are these who are arrayed in white robes, and from where do they come?' And I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' And he said to me, 'Yes, I do know.'" And this is the answer. "These are the ones who came out of" where? They came out of the great tribulation. So these people that have on white robes are those who came out of the great tribulation. Now, why do they have on white robes? It says, because they have washed their robes and have whitened them in the blood of the Lamb. Now, let's see how white robes is connected to the fifth seal. We see how white robes is connected to the great tribulation. Now, let's see how white robes is connected to the fifth seal. Let's go back now to Revelation chapter 6. And we'll read verses 9 and 11. This is Revelation chapter 6 and verses 9 through 11. "When he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain, notice that, they had been slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Master, when will you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? And it was said to them that they should rest yet for a little time until both their fellow servants and their brothers, those about to be killed as they were, should have their number made complete. Now, we talked about a great multitude which no man could number. They went through the great tribulation. They weren't sealed like the 144,000. No, they were not sealed. They actually went through the great tribulation, and they had to have their robes washed with the blood of the Lamb. That's how they became white. Now, here it talks about this number being made complete, and they are going to be killed. They are going to be killed during this fifth seal. Now notice the rest of what the scripture says. Then white robes were given to each one of them. White robes were given to these people that were killed during the fifth seal. So white robes were given to each one of them. Clearly we can see that the fifth seal is when white robes are distributed. The great tribulation is when white robes are distributed. The conclusion, the fifth seal is the great tribulation. And there can't be two different times where both are called the worst time ever. If we're going to have a great tribulation and it's called the worst time ever, there can only be one worst time ever, and this is the great tribulation. Now, let's wrap this up by turning to Daniel chapter 12, and we'll read verse 1 to start out with. Daniel chapter 12. And verse 1, here it says, and at that time, what time? At that time, Michael shall stand up, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation until that time. When is that time? Well, let's roll back one chapter to Daniel chapter 11, and let's read verses 40 through 41. And at the time of the end, so that time is at the time of the end. At the time of the end shall the king of the south push at the king of the north, and the king of the north shall come against the king of the south like a whirlwind, with chariots and horsemen and many ships, and he shall enter into and overthrow many countries, even the glorious land. We talked about that in our previous program. And also we saw in the scripture where it says that when Jerusalem is compassed about with armies, then know that its desolation, its destruction has come. How is that going to be? Because this king of the north is going to come into the glorious land and overflow it and overthrow it. That's going to be bring about this time that is worse than any other time. This time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. Is that time the great tribulation? Well, let's now turn over to Matthew chapter 24, and we'll read verses 16 through 22. This is Matthew chapter 24 and verses 16 through 22. Keep in mind that after the fifth seal is opened and after the abomination of desolation is set up, then comes this very interesting comment. It says, then let those in Judea flee into the mountains. Why do they have to flee into the mountains when they're in Judea? Well, it says, let him on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. This is pretty urgent. Don't let him that is in the field turn back to take his clothes. And woe to those who are with child and to those who give suck in those days. But pray that your flight is not in the winter nor on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days should be shortened, no flesh would be saved alive. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. There is only one worst time ever, and that time is the great tribulation. So I hope that you can see that after the fourth seal is open, and after the abomination of desolation is set up, and these armies compass Jerusalem, they surround Jerusalem, that's when the destruction of Jerusalem will come. That's when we are going to have the great tribulation.